a woman. In fact, he was blaming God. Number one, you are the one who gave me the woman. Number two, I don't even have anything to do with her. She's just staying beside me here. Don't ever forget. Every time the devil sees you and your wife and family happy, he moves to spoil it. He's a sadist. He has manic depressive illness. If you want to know how the devil behaves, see those he possesses. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Just look at how calm and cool and collected I'm looking. Because I carry the spirit of God. Look at those who carry the spirit of the devil. Is he not pursuing somebody on the road? Hey, he's scattered. He's depressed. He's old man. The devil fights beauty. Don't forget it. He fights beauty. He fights harmony. He fights dignity. He fights decency. Anything that is beautiful, anything that is dignified, anything that is decent, the devil hates it. But I see today God giving you victory over that devil. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody said the Lord must say amen. Say after me, say whether the devil likes it or not, I must be successful. Say it louder, say whether the devil likes it or not, I must be successful in my relationships. I must be. Having said all of that, what wisdom do we need for marital relationship? Again, I said 7 things in the first service. We can't go over them because of time. But let's start from number 1, which will be like number 8 for the overall. First, marry. All right, number 1, trust God for a partner who truly loves and fears God. Truly. I said truly loves and fears God. Because every authentic child of God who loves and fears God, every authentic one will be a good wife and a good husband. That was why the Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14 that we should be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Unequal yoking. It's like hitching a cow and a goat. And I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, the reason why you must allow God to assist you in the process of marriage, because not all that glitters is gold. You can get a good brother in church, very, very, very humble looking, very, very, very decent looking, looks like a gentleman, but he's a demon on the inside. Am I communicating? Haven't you heard people say, but we met in church. We met in church. We met in church. Oh yes, Satan attends church too. Judas Iscariot was in church. That is why. Do you know that there are many people who pretend to be Christians who come to church? I think I've told you the story before. Take your seat. Of a man who came to church because he says in his heart, if I go to church, I will find a good Christian lady to marry. All these Jezebels and all these arranged girls on the road, I can't marry any of them. So he packaged himself as a Christian and came to church. A drunkard.
Then the lady also came to church. And she said, it's good to get a good churchman to marry. They will treat you well. They will love you. So she packaged herself and pretended that she has changed and came to church. The unfortunate thing was that the two of them found each other. They found each other. The man found the woman, and they both pretentiously married each other. When they reached home, the man opened his bottle of beer. The woman lit her cigarette. Wow. 1-1. The man said, I thought you were a Christian. The woman said, me too. That was how the house exploded in flames. I'm telling you a real story. The way a person dressed cannot confirm to you that they know God. Even though it's part of it in the long run. I've seen people who have. Do you remember one lady we met some years ago? Without form and void. No makeup, nothing. You remember her? This girl does not know the number of men that she has had relationship with in her life. If you look at her, she looks very meek, very calm. She's the one that takes herself to the road to look for men. She comes and says, oh, I just like you. And she was so possessed. When we prayed for her, what came out? Ring came out of life. Ring, life came out of her mouth. That is why it is very, very important. Because, see, you don't know people. You don't know people. You don't know content. You may know container, but not content. You may know the moment, but not the future. There are people who can behave good today and become devils tomorrow. Do you understand that? You don't know that the one that was called Lucifer was Lucifer, the most celebrated angel in heaven. You will not miss it. Your children will not miss it. Your family will not miss it. If it is tomorrow before you miss it, may God show you a dream, a revelation that will scatter everything. In the name of Jesus, take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Trust God for a partner who truly loves and fears God. In my experience, if anybody really fears and loves God, he will be a good wife. She will be a good wife, a good husband. Number two, decide to marry someone you can listen to and submit to. You can listen to and submit to. What do I mean by that? Someone you respect enough to value their counsel. And I am not just talking about, because when you talk about submission, people think that generally submission means husband is boss and wife is subservient. Well, submission, look at Ephesians chapter 5 verse 21 all the way to verse 22. He said, submitting yourselves, that is both husband and wife, submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, now to be specific, wives, submit yourselves unto one, to your own husbands as unto the Lord. And husbands, love, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Then husbands, okay, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. And then after that, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Now we can stop there. Where it begins is submitting yourselves one to another. So there is the time the man bends to the counsel of his wife, and there is a time the woman is bending. But he said, if there happens to be a clash for any reason, for that moment, let the woman submit. Wives, submit yourselves. But now, the main point here is, anybody you don't think is valuable enough to counsel you, why do you want to marry them? Hello? Anybody you don't think is valuable enough to give you counsel? There is a traditional talk in Africa where they say it's women talk. It's woman. Woman wisdom. Who said? He says, submit yourselves one to another. Abigail saved the life of David. It would have been wasted. So save the life of, what's the name of the man? Nabal. The life of Nabal. David was almost going to waste Nabal. We can go on and on through our scripture. If you marry, I'm sorry to say this, if you marry a fool, it means your foolishness is more than the one you married. Say, this woman is just a fool. It means that your life is a fertile ground for the production of fools and the raising of fools. You indict yourself for lack of wisdom that made you to choose a fool. This man that I married is a mumu. It means your own mumulity or mumusiousness. It's worse than the man's mumusiousness. For you saw mumu with your eye, and you went to marry mumu. Am I communicating? There are those who don't listen to wife, don't listen to husband, don't listen to anything. What kind of life is this? There are those whose arrogance have destroyed them in time past. Don't marry anyone you cannot submit to. Don't marry anyone whose counsel does not matter. Am I communicating? And let me make this emphatic for our sisters here. That man you cannot respect in courtship. You don't think he knows more than you. Don't marry him. Otherwise, you are signing for frustration for your life. Anyone you don't think has superior wisdom to you as a woman, you don't think he has anything to offer to your life, it's not wisdom to marry them. You can't say sir to him. You can't bend for him. You can't submit to him. Look for who you can submit to. Just look for who you can submit to. Look for who you can defer to. Look for who you can value enough. Look for whose counsel you can listen to. We have a general duty of submission, but the woman has a more specific duty of submission, while the man has a very specific mission of love. Husband, love your wife. Wife, submit to your husband. When it is done very well, it flows. I don't beg my wife to submit to me. She submits to me effortlessly and excitedly. And she doesn't beg me to love her. I love her effortlessly and excitedly. It's a clockwork mechanism. Am I communicating at all? This is very important. Determine
that the person you are marrying, you value them enough, you respect them enough to value their counsel. Number three, just one moment. Just a moment. Someone say loud amen. So what was the number one? Please, let's go back. Let me just trace my bearing. Trust God for a partner. Number two, decide to marry someone you can listen to. Number three, marry someone who values, who truly values, truly values, truly loves and values your family and loved ones. Truly loves and values your family and loved ones. The proof that the person values you is that he or she values your family, values your loved ones. The statement of Ruth, we use it many times during marriages. In Ruth chapter 1 verse 16, when Ruth was talking to Naomi, she said, "Entreat me not to leave you or to return from following after you. For where you go, I will go. And where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God shall be my God." This is classical of any love relationship. Young man, that woman you want to marry did not come out of Iroko 3. It's all right. He came out of a family. A family that groomed her and grew with her. Mother, father, brother, sister. I remember a marriage many years ago. This young girl lost her mother very young, and her father raised her up. When she grew, she got a job with one of the institutions that make people to travel out of the country and so on, foreign mission process, and it was very lucrative for her. So she decided to help her father to raise the rest of the children, since the father suffered to raise her. And that became a problem from the so-called husband. The man just stepped into her life, has no regard for her history, had no regard for how she grew. Just warn this guy, if the next time you send money to your father, he said, "No, I have to help my father raise my siblings." He said, "No, that is before we got married, not now. Your money is no longer your money." The useless man. Those are the kind of men that insult masculinity. Useless man. Put this girl under pressure. Put her under pressure. And on top of that, you'll be beating the hell out of her. He was a half-level qualification. Had an OMD or something. There was a graduate, had a car. And that is one other challenge with marrying on equal yoke. And I've said it, ensure that the man is ahead of you. Where necessary and as much as possible. Otherwise, they will come with ego problem, inferiority complex. When they feel like they are less than their wife, they take it out physically. That marriage couldn't succeed because it couldn't succeed by virtue of the fact that you can't help your siblings, by virtue of the abuse and everything, it couldn't work. Am I communicating? You didn't, the girl did not hatch out of rock. She came out of a family. her mother shall become like your mother. Father shall become like your father. That is how life is, and vice versa.
You know, there are girls who pray, Lord, may I marry a man whose mother has already died, so that I don't have mother-in-law problem. What a wickedness of heart.
So I don't have mother-in-law problem.
Who told you there is mother-in-law problem? It depends on how you carry and conduct yourself, and depends on how you and your husband organize your life. The best friend of my mother was my wife. And every time I wanted to send something to my mother, I gave it to my wife, and my wife sent it to her. The two of us are one. She said, this girl knows how to take care of mother-in-law. And the money is coming from me. This girl knows how to take care of money. In fact, if I have many of this type, God bless you. God bless. Every month, she will, no month will pass. She won't send me provision. She will send me wrapper. She will send me money. What did I do to God to find this kind of daughter-in-law? I'll give her the money. She will pass it. If she wants to ask me anything, she will ask her. She is kinder to her than myself in her eyes. And I am okay like that. I mean, it depends on how you run your home. There are people, they are the ones that tear their wife down in front of their mother first. Tear their wife down in front of their father. Call this girl and advise her.
You are talking to your mother and father like that? And talking about your wife like that, they will naturally side with you and naturally deal with this stranger that came to interfere with the peace of your son. But all said and done, wisdom is profitable to direct. Anybody whose family you don't want to accept, look for another person to marry. Did you hear what I just said? Anybody whose family, now don't misunderstand me, there are families like everywhere where you have very wicked family people. Is that correct? Very, very wicked family people. That is an understanding between you and your husband on how to handle such a situation. Okay? It's an understanding. Or if your husband himself is aware, he can't even go home because that's a challenge. So you know how to. But other than that, where a family is a neutral, normal, calm family, and you come and because you married, you scatter the home. No unity among siblings anymore because somebody arrived. That's not correct. The Lord will give us help. The Lord will give us understanding. I've seen a woman enter the home and stopped. I think they even wrote a letter to all the relations. Don't near this family. Yes. It was a law. Don't enter this family forever. Siblings, the same mother, the same father, they can't visit their brother's house. You know what happened at the end? The man came down with affliction. And the family that would have normally surrounded him, because who surrounds you determines what you survive. They couldn't be found. When they will arrive, this case has crossroad. And the worst thing that can happen to anybody is to be in suffering and your loved ones are not surrounding you. In Acts chapter 14 verse 20, it was those who surrounded Paul the apostle that caused him to survive when they stoned him to die. They surrounded him and caused him to survive. Please marry the person. Wow, time is up. The person who truly loves and values your family. That was number three. Number four. I
Are we going to number four? Number four, allow zero tolerance for every form of abuse. Zero. Or call it zero allowance. Give zero allowance for every form of abuse. Zero allowance. Give zero allowance. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12 said, whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Don't do to anybody what you don't want anybody to do to you. And don't submit yourself to be handled in ways. But the other person subjecting you to such will not allow to be handled. Many of the things that is called abuse, the signs of it are found in courtship. Many. There are some that escape, and the people only find out that the man is very terrible, or the woman, as the case may be, because there are times you say, who beat you? My husband. At times it's, who beat you? My wife. there are people who is my husband, my wife. Zero allowance. Now, there are degrees of abuse. It could be verbal, where after the person has finished talking to you, you don't need cane. How many of you have heard? How many of you have heard such or such kind? Their word is worse than naked wire. By the time they finish, there are those who have rendered their wife or their husband a shadow of themselves. This girl has no confidence in public. Because I'm managing you. Look at you, wretched family people. Is it not me who came to your family and made sense in your family? Look at you. By the time they finish talking to this girl or the man, as the case may be, at times they feel like dying. There are people who have felt like that. It's verbal. Some it is emotional. They are not talking, but their silence is worse than their words. They pass as if you don't exist. Welcome, sir. Mm-hmm. You had a great day at work. Mm. Emotional. And the emotional things at times can go into deprivation. And I'll come to that shortly. They are smiling with everybody. Once his wife arrives, he keeps a straight face, as if an enemy just arrived. Very brutal. Some deprive their partners, wife especially, of relationship. Months, years passing, as if a stone is not existing. Maybe they are finding it out somewhere. Maybe they have an outside arrangement that is attending to that need of their life, and they are living with a stone, and they don't care whether she gets anything or not. It's mental, and the final is physical. I don't consider a man to be a man who can carry a hand and slap a woman. He's not a man. The same person that God gave you to cover, to protect, to defend. Listen to me. Sit down. Peace, peace. Just sit down, sit down. To avoid anybody falling down, just sit down.
you cannot fall from a sitting position. Sit down, please. Because what I'm talking now, I don't want you to be distracted with falling down.
Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Maybe they are finding help from us. Then, this girl, all them, is just dying. The same person that you should be looking, that anybody's, you know what happened to me one day? My wife came home. When we came to Abuja newly, she was still practicing medicine because she practiced about a year and a half before she joined me full time. She came home one day crying. And I said to her, what happened? Her colleague, medical doctor, a man, looked for her trouble in the office. I said, what? Me that is the owner of the wife. I am not making her to cry. It's strange that I want to make her cry, and you're a man like myself, they haven't born you yet. I entered the car and drove like Jehu. Until I reached the place. Show me the man. When I finished with the man, no physical exchange. It didn't last in that walk for 2 more weeks. And I didn't talk to anybody to sack him. My presence sacked him. Then someone is enjoying the tears of his wife. I said, I don't consider a man who can carry and hit the wife. If you are interested in fighting, there are many Agbero boys in area one motor park. They are looking, in fact, they are waiting for fight. Very high on ganja. That is where to go. Or go to Kaduna Road and enter the bush. I say you are looking for those who used to catch people. Go to where they are lifting weight. See, somebody say, I'm looking for who to hit or who can hit me. There are some who will hit you with one hand, you won't wake up. And you know, sometimes you don't need to hit the woman before you say, you beat her. You hold her hand like this, and you hold it tight, small. He has been beating me, sis. What happened? He held my hand. In fact, if you touch the hand, you can see the mark. Hallelujah. This is my counsel. If you are tired with anybody's child, hand them over to their parents. You took them from somewhere, hand them over their indignity. And if they don't want to hand you over, hand yourself over. Some who could even be addicted to the abuse. They are just addicted. There is a syndrome. Addicted to the maltreatment. This is a place where family comes in. This will never be your portion. 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 No verbal, emotional,
physical. It's not allowed. Zero allowance. Life is too short to live it in tension. Did you hear what I just said? It's too short to live it in tension. It's too short to live it in tension. It's too short to live it in tension. That was number four, number five. And my time is actually up. In communication, that's number five. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. In communication, try to see things from the other person's perspective. The summary is, try to understand before seeking to be understood. Try to understand before seeking to be understood. James chapter 1 verse 19. James 1 19. He said, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to get angry. Let your hearing be quicker than your speaking. You and your wife, you have an issue. Maybe she has a point of view that you don't talk. Listen first. Let her explain her stand. And then speak. Vice versa. Listen to your husband first. And hear his point out. This matter is heavier on women, because I'm sure you know how women can talk. Madam, no, wait, let me talk first. You know, from the, you see, the last time when we started talking, I tried my best for you to understand what I'm saying. You didn't understand. Now I went to the market, and from the market, I passed through my friend's house. And men don't have patience to talk like that. So that's why some brutal men just say, madam, please close your mouth. Close your mouth. Say, why are you trying to slap me? Say, no, I'm trying to ask you to close it. You know, the statistic shows that women talk more words a day than men. That's the truth. Try to understand what a guy is saying. Men don't talk too much. Understand what he's saying. Understand his point of view. Understand why the matter annoyed him. You know, most times, intentions are perfect, but actions are faulty. The person didn't have a bad intention. He wasn't planning to offend you. He wasn't planning to do something wrong. But in the course of doing the thing, it became faulty. So let us judge people by the intention, not by the action. Just try and understand the intention. Try and understand the intention. Try and understand the intention. Maybe it can calm you down regarding the action. Oh, the action isn't that. Intention wasn't bad after all. Okay, I thought you didn't want to heed my instruction. Oh no, sir. It's not that I didn't want to heed your instruction. I decided to do this other one first because of this and that. Let us begin to judge, to try to find out the intentions and judge the intentions and pardon the actions. Provided the intentions are correct, provided the intentions are accurate, provided the mindset is correct, judge the intention and pardon the action. Number six, I have one more. and then we are true. In communication, try to understand before being understood. Number, is it six now? Six. Be friendly. Be friendly. Maintain friendliness with your spouse. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. Be friendly. Avoid over-officialness. Over-officialness. I mentioned it in the first service, official husband, official wife. Lubricate your relationship with friendliness. Don't be more friendly with outsiders than with your wife or husband. It's an aberration. More friendly with someone else than your wife, especially of the opposite sex, or than your husband, is not correct. Create the atmosphere. There are those who smile for everybody until they, like I just said, the husband arrives or the wife, and then everything dries up. Let me tell you the truth. If your best friend is not your spouse, something is wrong somewhere. Can anything be closer to you than your bone? This is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Something is wrong somewhere. I'm not saying something is wrong with you. It may be wrong with the spouse, but something is wrong somewhere. If your best friend, your closest coming, best friend, closest confidant, like I said before, my wife, I don't have my checkbook in my possession. The other last week, she wasn't around for a few days, and I wanted to give a sacrificial offering in the church, and I needed a check. I had to send, and she had to give direction to as to where it is, not to me now, to one of the people, go here, and pick the check. It's in her possession. Pick it and give it to me, and they picked it and gave it to me, and I signed. The question is, since it is her possession, can she make any demand any day, anyhow? No. Can she sign it? She's not signatory. There are people you can't do that for them. They will be asking you for money every day. Some may even forge your signature. Until they watch the money disappear. That is why most times you can't compare yourself with other people, because human beings are different. They will feel the list will arrive. You just look at this. What is Akan? Okay, Sister Akambalas, yes. Thank you, Lord. excuse me, sir. There is something I have been trying to tell you. You know that I have suspended this for 6 months now. I couldn't buy it. But now, before you know it, you realize that you enter one chance. Atmosphere must be created. Atmosphere must be created for trust. Atmosphere must be created for friendliness. Atmosphere must be created such that if your husband is friendly with you and vice versa, you don't take each other for granted. How are you? Did you hear what I just said? At times I tell my wife, Beko, I will just be gisting with such a, I can use any of such words. that doesn't disappear, sir, from her mouth. Morning, sir. It can't disappear it. Please make life easy for yourself. Dissolve the tension from your family and determine to maintain friendliness. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive the grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace for friendly relationship. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Was that number six? All right. Number seven, which is the final, is the same like number, it's almost the counterpart of number six. Find quality time together to activate relationship bonding. Quality time together to activate relationship bonding. Bonding in the relationship. Quality time together. Quality time is bonding time. Bonding time. Bonding time. What do you do to use the time for? You see in Genesis chapter 26 and in verse 8, Isaac was spending quality time with his wife. And it came to pass when he had been there a long time that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at the window and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebecca, his wife, spending time, quality time. What do you spend the time doing? Anything that is of mutual interest. It might be study. It might be praying. It might be reading. Anything that all of you like to do. Anything. No matter how little the time is. Both with wife, children, quality time, bonding time. Like I said in the last service, these times are times where you facilitate mutual fulfillment and satisfaction. Quality time. As busy as we are, God still gives us the grace. Time with children, no matter how small. Time with family. Quality time is bonding time. We live in a very high-paced world. We live in a very, very high speed world. We live in a world where you can become so busy for what is most important in your life. What is most important? Your faith is first and your family is next in order of importance. Faith first, family next in order of importance. No matter how crowded and how scheduled your life is, don't neglect time, no matter how little it is, with your family. I believe that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I have not finished the preaching. I'll continue next Sunday. But have somebody been blessed so far? Give the Lord a shout of praise and stand up with the Lord a shout of victory. Louder, louder shout of victory. Loud most shout of